Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Who is your counselor? You hear the word counselor, you think of a mentor, a teacher, somebody that puts you under their wing. Well, let me read you a verse here in Isaiah 30. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. Take counsel, but not of me. You could run to the doctor. You could run to your teacher. You could run to all your education. You could run to your banking. You could run to your newspaper. You could run to your crypto. You could run to your car. You could run to all kinds of things in the world. They want to give you counsel. They want to teach you. But the thing is, a rebellious child is one who seeks counsel, but not of the Father. Let me continue. And that cover themselves with a covering, but not of my spirit. We need a spirit of the living God living within us, gang. We are spiritual beings. This is not some type of religion. This is actually your soul. And there's a good chance anyone listening to me, you're not making it. There's a good chance, if I'm going to go with the odds, few are going to find the way. Most are going to hell. That's how I interpret it. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And few are going to find that narrow gate. Few. Call out to God. He's real. This isn't a joke. This isn't our planet, gang. It's loaded with devils. It's loaded with demons. And they're manifesting. They're manifesting. There's so many foreign religions. There's witches. There's warlocks. There's all kinds of evil. Think of abortion. What kind of a culture would take on abortion? We just had an election. And as far as I'm concerned, one party, the Democratic Party, that was their fundamental talking point. They were building a whole presidential election, a good portion of it at least, just on abortion. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how sick a nation is? Where the whole argument of one political party is basing their future of a victory in abortion. And the other is a demented lifestyle. And they get 67 million votes. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that takes counsel but not of me, and that covers with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. In other words, there's no escape. The sin is just going to continue. It's going to continue. There's no repentance. There's no love. There's nothing. At the very greatest, or least I should say, it's your own self-motivated righteousness that might appear to make you seem like a good person. We're told that our righteousness is as filthy as rags, as filthy as a menstrual cloth. That's our righteousness. But that makes sense, because God had to put his word in the form of a man. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The word was sacrificed, just like John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, the Lamb that God has given us to take away the sins of the world." That's you and I, gang. That's how important Jesus Christ is. He's absolutely everything. The cross is everything. What took place on that cross, the sacrifice, is what gave us a fighting chance. Yes, because even then, it's a fight. You're still going to have to deny yourself. You're still going to have to pick up your own individual cross. And you're going to have to follow Jesus. Jesus has just done the miracle. He's opened your eyes. Now there's a fork in the road. It's up to you. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. The Holy Spirit will give you a conviction. But now your will kicks in. Just like the will of Jesus when he was in the garden. Three times. If there's any way to let this cup pass, Father God, please let it pass. Three times the Lord asked. And God wouldn't allow it. Because Jesus had to go through it. And Jesus each time answered, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. So it's a fight of the will. Who are you going to give your will over to you? But according to what we just read, don't give your will over to yourself, your own counsel. Don't do it. Don't give your will over to the counsel of man. Give your will over to faith. Faith in God Almighty, Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Let me continue here. They'll walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked of my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Egypt in the Old Testament was a foreshadowing of the world system, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's Egypt. And Pharaoh is Satan. He's the king of Egypt. He's the god of this world. And he's deceptive. He's deceptive. We must realize it's very deceptive. A form of godliness, don't cut it. Very deceptive. A Trojan horse, counterfeit. It looks good, but it isn't. Let me read that again. That walk to go down to Egypt, that's the world, and not have asked at my mouth, that's the word of God, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame. You put your trust in your money, it'll let you down. You put your trust in another human being, they will let you down. You put your trust in anything, eventually it will let you down. Now remember, there's pleasure in sin for a season. So there might be times where, hey, you're riding the wave. Everything seems great. Let me tell you, God has a way to quiet people. Yes, he does. He has a way of humbling people. It'll be your shame. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, in the trust in the shadow of Egypt, your confusion. Your confusion, that also means humiliation. So you want to trust in the world, it'll be your shame. And it'll also be your humiliation. It'll let you down. That this is a rebellious people. I'm dropping down to verse 9. That this is a rebellious people. Number one, lying children. Lying. You know what lying is? It's the opposite of truth. Yes. There's only one truth, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Pure truth. The way, the truth, and the life is the only way to God the Father. Lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, rebellious people, would say to the seers, that these are the prophets of the time, see not into the prophets, prophesy not unto us righteous things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Do you want to go to a religion that just tells you nice things? Is that where you want to go? Just so you can set up your own personal kingdom and you could sit on the throne and you're God and you're going to appoint your own leader, your own preacher that preaches you nice, smooth things? Just a nice message, never telling you about the devil. You know, there are religions you never hear Satan preached at all. At all. I've run across this with a number of Baptists. Never the devil preached. And they actually get upset when you mention it. They say to mention it means to give him glory. What are you talking about? He's the enemy. Whoever played against the football team without a scouting report? We're warned about the enemy. Jesus warned us about the enemy. He even told us Satan comes immediately to steal the word. Yes. He told us in the beginning he saw Satan fall from the sky like lightning. We're told about the temptation where the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew 5. Jesus referred to Peter when Peter didn't want Jesus to die. Jesus turned around and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking like a man and not like God." It doesn't end. Jesus would go and cast out devils in all the cities. He healed the sick. He told his 70 disciples that left two by two. He said, heal the sick and cast out devils. We have entities, gang, that are trying to trip us up all day long. We are in a fight. We are in a battle. Ephesians 6. Yet we still had Christian religions where people are marching on their Sunday best to church, never hearing about the enemy. It's a spiritual war. When your eyes are opened up, you join the ranks of an enduring soldier. Until then, you're just a puppet. Actually, the whole thing is warfare, fighting to the end, endure to the end to be saved. Walking circumspectly, knowing that what's around you, understanding that your enemy, Satan, is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know what that means? Kill. Jump on your throat, put its fangs in your neck, and try to kill you. Mr. Adulteress, when you're caught up in that act, or Mr. Fornicator, if you think you can have all your sex before marriage, there's actually a lot, like a Satan's like a lion on your throat with his daggers in your jugular, trying to kill you. We're warned about this. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit by getting a conviction and not following it. If you've sinned, get up. Thank God you've escaped. You've escaped the trap. There is a way to escape, and that is Jesus Christ. And he'll give you the way to escape. He'll alert you to your sin. He'll quicken you to your sin. And now there's a fork in the road. And you can make a choice. Am I going to just enjoy this? Am I going to go with my flesh? Or am I going to choose the narrow gate? It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be fun. But gang, we got to teach the word. We got to teach truth. And we got to walk truth. We got to be not only a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. A hearer of the word is a foundation built on sand. Where you might know what to do, but eventually when the storm comes, the foundation's shot and the house falls down. But when you're a doer of the word, yes, things are going to come flying at you. The trials of life. But your faith is going to stay strong because it's on the rock. Let me continue. Get you out of the way. Turn sight out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. That's incredible. I'm going to read these two verses. I'll end on these. Which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Gang. Choose Jesus. He proved his love to us at the cross, and now he lives inside of you. You are his temple. God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.